Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, Jesse, Go is the podcast that asks you to grow up and glow up.
Yep, that's right. It's about child development and bioluminescence. That's right. The two topics you tune in for every week. How much screen time is too much? Plus, anglerfish? What do they know?
Jordan, here's my idea for this week's
podcast.
Now, normally, of course, our slogan is grow up and glow up. And normally we cover
child development and bioluminescence.
But I think this week is,
I know, Jesse. Why are you telling me? This is like episode 520 of the world's most popular child-rearing and bioluminescence podcast.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a cousin die.
Oh, my God.
From ingesting too much glow algae.
Boy.
This is something teens are doing.
Wow.
It's called a rainbow party.
Okay, yeah.
And
well, at least he died getting his dick sucked, huh?
And they ingest
huge quantities. We should all be so lucky.
Of bioluminescent algae.
Right.
Of course.
These come in
filtering.
Tide pods,
they
right.
typically filter. They'll open their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Take a large amount of water in,
right.
and then filter, push the water out through their baleen.
Mm-hmm.
And then all that's left is that bioluminescent.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweetness. Anyway,
right.
my cousin Francesca
uh-huh.
died of
right.
doing this.
Yeah.
She's in college at okay. Rice University.
Okay, I'm sorry I
and
got her gender wrong.
And Francesca... Mm. asked that were she ever to die of this,
right.
that we would take a week off from talking about the subject.
Yeah.
She had left a note that said, I don't intend to. This is not a suicide note. This is a
right.
just
it's like a will. It's like a clause in my will.
Just in Casey's clause.
Sure, yeah.
If I ever do die of mm-hmm. over ingestion of bioluminescent
right.
Aquatic plant mass.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible for you guys to take the week off?
Podcast would yeah. take a week and just
well,
shoot
she
the
was
shit.
A big Jordan Jesse Go fan.
Yeah,
I mean we've covered recreational use of bioluminescence.
Yeah, which
before.
I mean, I don't think I recall us ever being positive about it. I think
certainly
from the get go, we were like, this is not a good idea.
Certainly not for teenagers.
No, absolutely not mature enough.
No, I think if you are not, I would say it's if. I was going to say AARP mailers, but I'm going to kick it mm-hmm. up to receiving Social Security,
mm-hmm.
and you should not be messing around with bioluminescence. If you're 70 and over, go to town. What have you got to lose?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Alan Alda.
Get yourself a $7 movie ticket.
Yeah.
And start grabbing that plankton.
F. Murray Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Munch down, baby.
Munch down, baby.
So this week...
That's actually, Jesse, I'm actually starting a Cuddlingus podcast, and I'll thank you not to use the catchphrase from my other show.
So in honor of my cousin Francesca,
yeah.
who was majoring in...
Cuddlingus.
Well, it was sort of a...
She was producing
was my
podcast.
It was more of a focus within her major.
Oh, okay.
Which is women's studies.
Sure.
And so she decided to, in honor of her at Rice University,
mm-hmm.
which of course is in Texas.
Beautiful campus. Beautiful
probably.
Campus.
Probably. And, you know, she and I grew up together playing micro machines.
Sure.
Trading hats.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking, especially soufflés.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to.
Maybe we're over memorializing her at this point. Sorry. I mean, I know you're going through some shit, and you know, it's good to talk about it.
Yeah.
But you know, maybe we're putting too fine a point on it at this point.
Yeah. I mean,
why don't we just do her final wish
was that we have comedy writer Sarah Morgan on the show.
Oh, yeah. She's
and we
a big fan.
Spend,
big fan.
We spend an hour or so acting dumb for no reason.
Sure.
And she said that would be her final wish.
Well, I mean, it's a listen, it's a bad idea for a podcast, but who am I? Who am I to reject a dying teen's wish?
Right.
But she was in college, so.
That and legal. Probably. She had two wishes. That and legalizing smoking krill.
Sure.
You can accumulate enough krill and dry it out enough.
Yeah. Krillin, they called it.
Yeah.
It's when you get high from smoking.
What are you
krill.
Doing? Chilling and krillin.
Chilling and krillin.
Netflix. Can I speak?
Go. You can say I, Netflix can I, and krill. Say Netflix and krill.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like the first word. Am I like, can I?
Our guest.
Hi.
Our guest is a comedy writer,
inspiration
a regular on this
college ladies,
a regular on this program, one of the founding writers of our smash hit podcast, International Waters.
Thank you,
and
thank
still
you.
It's writer emeritus, Sarah Morgan, emerita.
Yep. Sure, I don't know what that means, but that's lovely. It's lovely to hear that Francesca was a fan, and I do feel like I've dodged a bullet a little bit because I thought Grow Up and Glow Up was maybe where you dressed as your favorite character from Alison Brie's wrestling show.
But, sure. Lovely singlet, by the
way. Do you like it?
It's really nice.
Up tonight. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some people don't approve of glubbing up, but I think it's,
the fringe looks great.
I like it. Yeah. Mark Maron fits in it surprisingly well.
He does. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the program,
Thank
Sarah.
Thank you. Lovely to be back.
Are you having a nice time in America so far?
I am. It's lovely. Oh, it's chilly in LA, isn't it?
Sure
there
is.
You
oh,
go.
Boy.
Are you comfortable visiting Los Angeles at a time when Elvira is not performing at the Knott's Berry Farm?
Not Scary Farm.
Not Scary
Farm,
forgive me.
Thank you.
Elvira's not going to go to regular old basic-ass Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
She's going to scary or nothing.
Right.
Yeah. It's an Elvira's ride.
I do feel that's why it's so cold here. Because
she does
Elvira's
actually.
Elvira's tits are heating the city.
Fiery warmth is not keeping us. Yeah.
She does like to visit year-round. She loves that fried chicken.
It's really good. Yeah. Get a little boysenberry jam to take home.
Absolutely.
Ride Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
Which is an actual roller coaster they have there that is apparently diarrhea themed. That's what Montezuma's Revenge is, right?
Yeah. It's,
they give you a poncho.
Internal.
First three woes really, make it wet.
Yeah. Sticky.
Yeah. Covered in corn. First three rows make it covered in corn.
Oh, God.
It's lovely to be back. I'm glad I can class
thanks.
This
thanks
shit
for
up.
Coming.
My,
thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely classing the shit up if you're adding corn.
Sure.
I think Knott's Berry Farm, while not the strongest of theme parks,
no,
I very deeply appreciate it that it's jam themed. You know what I mean? Like Disneyland is not. It's not a peanut butter. Company?
Nope. It sure isn't.
Yeah.
Although I guess there is Peter Pan peanut butter.
Yeah.
Which.
That's a really good point.
But I mean, I guess Peter Pan is not a creation of Disney, so.
No. It's a creation of J.M. Barrie.
J.M. Barrie.
Jam Barrie.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, Jam Barrie. Jam Barrie.
Oh. Thank you for flying 6,000 miles.
Worth it.
I did some wordplay. It's the way of my people.
Yes.
It's probably better weather here than it is in London, England, though, isn't it?
It is, but that's not the point.
You were hoping to, have a daiquiri poolside?
I was hoping to hide from your disgusting heat and complain about it.
Right.
And I didn't get to do that.
You're having brisk walks.
Yeah, I'm having nice brisk walks. I walked 4 miles of sunset the other day, and it was lovely, and I'd never be able to do that normally, and I'm cross about it. Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard is a strange street here in Los Angeles.
It's a long street. It contains multitudes.
Yeah.
If you drove down it, you'd see every kind of thing.
Mm. Hollywood, where the dreams come true?
Sure.
But the neighborhood of Hollywood, California.
Right.
It's horrible, right?
Boy, yeah. I mean, I mean, I can, as a man who sometimes likes to party semi-ironically.
Uh-huh.
I can have some fun on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think if you are, you know, someone who doesn't like to have their senses assaulted,
yeah,
then yeah, stay away, I would say.
It's very dusty.
Yeah.
That Hollywood.
Get on over to Culver City. Beautiful Culver City.
How can it be so dusty when there's only concrete around? That's what I wanted. Like, where is the dust coming from?
Mm-hmm.
F. Murray Abraham. There's your answer.
Oh, sure.
Every time he farts.
Whoa.
Taking F. Murray Abraham down a peg.
Okay. All right. All right.
I don't know who he is, but is that what the F stands for?
F stands for fart. Sure. Fart Murray Abraham. And of course, that's
Murray,
the game.
I love your audition. I've got a few suggestions for your resume. And first of all, there's already somebody in the union named Fart.
So you're going to have to use your middle name. I mean, in my favorite game to play at every sleepover, you would pick three people.
Yeah.
And you would say, okay, Fart Murray Abraham. Ben from Science. The PE coach. Which one would you fart?
Yeah.
Which one would you Murray?
Uh-huh.
Which one would you Abraham?
Exactly.
Which, of course, is code for killing someone at Ford's Theater.
Yeah.
Give him the old Abraham in the back of the skull. And farting is just farting on someone.
Yeah. How are things in London, England?
Yeah, they're okay. You know, it's all kind of bleak and political, but, you know.
We got one of those.
Yeah. I feel like coming here and bitching is a bit maybe like coming here and bitching about knife crime. Like, maybe I'm literally bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Sure.
Shouldn't complain about things back home. We're fine. You know, we're very old. We'll just cope.
Why won't England stand up to knife crime? And knife criminals.
Because
it was in the Magna Carta that you could have a knife.
Right.
We have no knife lobby.
There's
KRA. As long as you're not on the...
There's no KRA.
The case.
Hang on. The knife rifle... No, that doesn't work.
Oh,
it
no.
It would be the NKA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Let's workshop that for a bit.
Yeah. No, she has been good up till now.
Yeah. Sorry, can we start, Brian?
Can we start again, this NRA, KRA... NKA thing. Okay, so here's something I want to ask you.
Sure.
So this something came up. We have noticed that every time we have a British visitor from across the pond.
Sure. That's what that means.
The
pond is the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Sure.
They remark on generally the size of our breakfasts and specifically the size of our pancakes.
Sure.
Do they not have pancakes?
That's what I was going to ask. Are they just small or do you not have them?
Pancakes is slightly different. So we have the European, God bless Europe, we will not be a part of it for much longer, but we hopefully will still be
able
to make pancakes.
You'll still be a part of it. You'll no longer be a part of the European Union.
Yeah.
But when you're visiting England and everybody's talking about Europe, like it's not in your... I've seen maps.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that.
We're a tiny island off the edge of it. Anyway, so we have pancakes, but they are more like a French crepe, very thin. We would call what you call pancakes here American style pancakes. Very literal.
Oh, one of those cute British nicknames. That Cockney rhyming slang.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But no, I mean, you know, I'm a person who enjoys a breakfast, a full English breakfast. But if I come here, I am obviously going to enjoy a giant pancake that makes the waiter look worried when I order it.
Several of the things in a full English breakfast are gross, are they not?
It's entirely a matter for your palate.
What am I supposed to do with that weirdly cooked tomato?
Oh, no, fuck that. Fuck that noise. Yeah, okay. Fuck it in the bin and set it on fire.
What am I
going to
do with half a tomato that's been... Do they, like, cook it on a griddle or something?
Seriously, I can't remember the name of it. I'm, like, slightly fiber about tomatoes, and I might be ill if I have to talk about grilled tomatoes.
Okay.
but I do enjoy the way you say it in a different way to me.
Thank you.
The journey I have following Sarah on social media is that you will occasionally have to get a picture of a full English.
I'm so sorry.
Well, here's the thing.
That's like an unsolicited dick pic. A picture of a glistening full English, which it must be like 6 in the evening if I'm posting it in the morning as well.
Yeah, so I'm going to bed. I go to bed around 6. Okay.
And then you end up having nightmares about baked beans. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Eating
yeah.
fries for breakfast.
Yeah. No. Chips have no... Sorry. Yeah, auto-translate. Hi. Yeah. I feel like I've got that paperclip on my shoulder, like chipping in.
Clippy.
Going, yeah, looks Clippy. It sounds like you're saying something in a different language.
Bad news, you don't have Clippy. You're in Microsoft Bob.
Oh,
I have to talk to Microsoft Bob. Yeah.
They've replaced Clippy.
They got rid of Clippy quite some time ago.
Oh.
I'm going to say 10 years ago.
Right. I use a Mac.
Yeah. So, gruesome yeah. death scene.
Sorry,
for Clippy.
John Hodgman. Yeah. But, does John Hodgman like Macs? I can't remember.
Yeah, of course he does.
He likes them. He
doesn't
just a PC
in the fictional world, but they were the ones making him a millionaire.
Yeah, that's right. You're welcome, John Hodgman. Anyway, what was saying? Full English breakfast.
Yes.
Right.
So yeah, I you know, I would see your social media pics, your hot bean pics.
Yeah.
And I would go, these people, they don't know. But then the last time we were over there for the London Podcast Festival, I grudgingly had one. I'm like, well, you got to have one. And I'm like, I'm going to have one of these and then complain to Sarah about it later.
Yeah, you sent me a photo. It had chips in it.
Well, I really liked it. That's probably the one. Yeah, sure. I probably just liked having fries for breakfast.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I like those beans.
Those beans are good.
Are great.
I'll eat beans for breakfast
great.
In a second.
Bacon is great. Mushrooms great. Sausage is great. Toast is great. All delicious together.
Oh, yeah. And then they give you that giant mushroom, too. What are you supposed to do with that?
Eat that. Put butter on it and stuff
you
it in your
You put butter
gob.
On it?
Oh, yeah. It should be cooked in butter.
You butter the shroom?
You butter the shroom, you shove it in your gob, and you get on with your day.
Butter the shroom, shove it in your gob.
Hi, Clippy. Did you mean that?
Oh, this is actually also part of my Cuddlingus podcast.
Buttering the shroom.
Yeah.
Chapter one.
Mm-hmm. You got to butter the shroom. You know,
I feel like we talked about breakfast last time I was on here.
Yeah, it's going to cut.
It's fine.
Sorry.
You have a thing. It's good.
Yeah.
It's your signature.
It's my, yeah. My.
That's a third of the meals.
Sure.
Unless you're talking about Taco Bell fourth meal, baby.
And I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, give me the Cholulas and nobody gets hurt.
Chalupas?
Yeah,
Cholulas.
There you go.
And hard to say. Who cares?
Whatever.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. I have a breakfast-related overheard that I wanted to share with you guys.
Oh. Ooh la la, as I like to say, because I am from Europe.
Oh, I wish I was.
So I've been doing a lot of eating in diners at what I might call the old man hour.
Oh, is that like 6 p.m.?
Yeah, I was going to say, so old man breakfast hours, which are like 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Right.
Before the, you know, normal people and families come in, there are a lot of like F. Murray Abraham, dusty old men who come in just like tattered baseball caps and members only jackets.
Right.
And everyone
because their wives died and they don't know how to cook an egg.
Yes.
And they are also the potential killer from the end of The Sopranos.
Sure. Oh.
That's the only reference we know for members only jackets.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, the guy's called members only jacket guy in the credits.
Oh. In
the last episode. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a dad thing, you know, here in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then had a brief, you know, around the time of the trucker hat, where like hipsters would wear them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now it is back to the world of dusty old men.
Right. I think that's fair.
I would say that everyone is alone, and I think the vibe is, I just got a letter from my adult son asking me not to attend his wedding.
Right.
That's kind of the vibe.
Right.
So everyone is alone.
Ow.
And I feel like it's me.
Ow,
and I'm also there alone. So I feel like I'm looking at my future, maybe. Like, so everyone is there, but occasionally the old men will try and talk to each other. Mm-hmm. Like from, you know, from two stools over. Everybody's leaving a stool in between.
Right.
And
that's where the ghost homosexual sits.
Sure.
He says, don't worry, you're not gay.
I am.
Yeah. That's like Christian couples dancing at a school dance, yeah. And you have to have
leave room for Jesus.
Yeah.
So a yardstick, a ruler. How much room does Jesus need?
A ruler, 12 inches for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, a whole yard. Yeah. You just have your hands waving toward each other. Mm-hmm.
Leave room for Jesus. And remember, he'll have a boner and has quite the schwanz.
Yes. Thick and wide. Mm-hmm. Long and wide. Sorry.
Sure.
Thickness and width are the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, show is good up until now.
Brian, can we...
Can we just go back, yeah. Do the NRA thing? We can redo the
Brian,
Jesus stick thing.
Can you start the show over and maybe you could play the serial theme music?
Ooh, yeah. Who done it?
I got a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
More stuff about where phone poles were, please.
Sure.
Is it phone transmission poles? That's what I remember from.
Where are the pings?
Yeah.
Give me pings!
Turns out we don't need closure. Maybe the idea of closure was the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So, I mean, they're in the old man hour.
This show gets better and better by the second.
God, it's good.
God, it's good.
It needs more shouting into mics, sort of gently fellating your own microphone. Jesse. That was pretty intense, whatever you were doing.
It's
whatever
a thrill just to be here and be part of this, you guys.
It really is.
This is like being the catcher of a no-hitter for me.
This is like being at Altamont.
It's like Beatlemania.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to get stabbed by Hell's Angel in any minute. And I love it. I'm in there at the old man hour. And as they do, one of the old men is reading the newspaper. And the other old man, you know, two stools away from him, leans over and he goes, "What are you reading? The Times?" And the guy goes, "Yep." And the first guy's like, "All the news that's fit to print." Like, what conversation is that supposed to start? It's just...
No, sir. International Herald Tribune.
Oh, okay. Well...
Well, owned by the Times, isn't it?
Eggs, huh? That was recently in a chicken.
Is all the news that's fit to print the slogan for the Times?
The New York Times' slogan is all the news that's fit to print. Okay. I don't think that's the Los Angeles Times. I mean, I think the fatal flaw of this whole question is that he leaves it at the Times when the dominant Times in the world is the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Here we are in the heart of Los Angeles Times country.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy did agree that it was all the news that's fit to print.
Sure. Were either of the guys Bob Garfield from On the Media?
Yeah, they had a Bob Garfield vibe.
Got it.
Yeah. What if Bob Garfield was dustier? Like he's been rolling in something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd say that print has less currency than it used to as well. Like things being fit to print is not,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
There's less issues with shortages of certain letter blocks. Yeah. I think it's probably one of the big things that's going down. I overheard something that was about a chicken.
Okay.
I was at the thrift store the other day, and I was looking at now, this is the thrift store where I got the complete series of All Creatures Great and Small on VHS.
Nice.
This is probably the greatest triumph of my life.
As it was meant to be seen.
Mm. Yeah. So I had returned to the scene of the crime hoping to strike it lucky twice. And
just buying exactly the same thing.
Ooh, another one.
Yeah. Just in case my other one breaks.
One for the house, one for the car.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe I could get
a VCR in your car, right?
That Judi Dench sitcom with the old people.
As time goes by.
There you go. Yeah. There were two guys there. This was an out-of-the-closet thrift store. Mm-hmm. So there were these two kind of like, I would say, mid-20s, cool, I am presuming gay guys. Mm-hmm. Not because they were cool, but because they appeared to be gay. And they were talking to each other. And one of them said to the other one, "Hey, man," Saturday afternoon, "Hey, man, what are you doing tonight? Are you going to rage?" And the other guy goes, "Yeah, totally. I think I'll go home and eat a chicken."
Wow.
Wow. What's that slang for?
It's got to be. They're over. Nobody's krilling in West Hollywood anymore.
Can we get Dave Holmes on the line?
Yeah.
What is hanky code for chicken?
Gonna go home and eat a chicken.
Yeah. Jeez.
Is what he said.
That does sound like a rage to me. I would really enjoy that on a Saturday night.
No.
Just eating a whole chicken.
Any sides, maybe?
Yeah, I would. I'm more interested in the sides.
Potatoes?
Well, you know I got to get my corn.
Got to get your corn. If you're going on Montezuma's Revenge later, got to load up on corn.
This is probably like not that exciting a story for if you don't live here, but I'm staying near and out of the closet, and I went there this morning, and there were some people outside having a bake sale for Planned Parenthood. I bought some baked goods, and I just felt like a really good thing had happened. It made me very happy.
You felt really culturally appropriate.
I think
that's when you're visiting Los Angeles. You're taking some entertainment meetings. You're going to want to buy some baked goods from the Planned Parenthood fundraiser.
Sure. I didn't appropriate the baked goods. I just purchased them and ate them.
You didn't dress up as a muffin.
You didn't exploit their culture by dressing up as the nice tattooed women who were selling baked goods outside at the closet.
I think that you could probably sell scones outside of the UNESCO store.
Some biscuits outside in Oxfam.
Yeah, there
you go. Can you do that?
Yeah. Scones are too sweet.
I've gotten to where I like a scone.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like the texture. I like the density. Okay. I didn't always like a scone, but it's up there for my breakfast pastry choice.
What's your preferred scone?
Well, I mean, this is okay. This is a little shishi.
And you can include scones in this if you'd like.
I won't.
You're just dying to hear how I pronounce it.
I won't. Yeah. There's a coffee shop that I like to go to when I'm in the Burbank area.
You're getting a little braggy here, Jordan.
Yeah. I sometimes get coffee in Burbank.
What? The city from Johnny Carson.
That's right. and they have a vanilla bean scone that I really like. I love this scone. I go a little out of my way to go to this coffee shop because they've got a vanilla bean scone and it's really good.
Vanilla bean. I really am a savory breakfast pastry man.
I mean, that's
all
good too.
All the way. Up and down, left and right. Straight through till morning.
Sure.
Sorry, Sarah, I cut you off.
No, I was joking. Do scones here have cream and jam with them? Is that a thing?
Not typically.
Okay, then that's bullshit.
I know.
Yeah. I think you might get butter and jam.
Oh, that weird whipped up butter in the little
If you were sitting down and eating it, then yes. But we're talking about it.
A scone on the go.
we're talking about on the go scones. What's so funny about that, Sarah? I don't come to your country and make fun of your on-the-grow watercress sandwiches.
I mean, you should.
I don't even know what watercress is.
It's barely food. It's like moisture.
It's just they just
in green form.
Sure.
And you put it in a sandwich, and
they just dump out the lawnmower bag.
Yeah, and you feel
at the restaurant.
You feel humble. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, cheese scone is nice. Bacon and cheese.
I like a bacon and cheese anything.
Sure.
Serve me bacon and cheese anything, but especially a bread product.
I was preparing myself a breakfast burrito the other day and thought to myself, do I put the eggs in here? I don't want them. I just want the bacon and the cheese and the tortilla. I also want that. But yeah, so I feel like I was adding the eggs just so I didn't feel like a monster who was just eating bacon and cheese on a tortilla for breakfast.
Is there anything inside a breakfast burrito is it all breakfast items or are there any burrito items in it?
I like to put black beans in mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
You could do any kind of bean you want to.
You could use a chorizo.
You could use a chorizo. Absolutely, you can use a chorizo.
That sounds good.
Sarah and I saw a comedy show the other day. And the...
Don't tell me that was in Burbank, too.
It was Elvira. No. Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah. Elvira's Easter Spectacular.
Look at those eggs, etc. Yeah.
You're going to need a pretty big basket. Yeah. And the, like...
Still got a few eggs left, might say.
Yeah.
And the... Now, listen.
All I'm doing is thinking of Elvira puns. Sorry, carry on telling me about the thing I went to.
Yeah. She's certainly happy to be there.
Sure.
That's good.
It's so funny how much I'm not listening to you.
I've got a Cadbury cream in my pants.
I nearly bought you, I always like to bring like nice candy from the UK. Yeah. And I bought...
You brought some Bassett's wine gums.
I bought some Cadbury's cream eggs, thinking how exciting, you don't have them here. And then I like landed and I literally saw them in every store. And I was, so you have Cadbury's cream eggs.
It's
so
the, it's
I
the,
thought, yeah.
It's the cream season. It's post-Valentine's Day, so then you're in cream season.
But you do not have Cadbury's scream eggs.
No.
So that's something on Halloween.
Yep. We probably do. We're going to get at gas station TV if you've seen Cadbury's scream eggs in the United States.
With green goo inside them as opposed to yellow. Mm. Sorry, we went to a comedy.
This is a nice bar that'll let you go out to the taco truck and bring the taco truck shit in the bar. It fucking rules. It's a great policy. All bars should have it. And now listen, if we've talked about, you know, political upheaval abroad, but at home, and you know, I have a complicated relationship with this country, some of whose policies I agree with, some of them I don't, but the like, the joy on the visiting person's face eating the 12:30 a.m. taco truck shit was, I'm like, I wanted to... Long may she wave. And I know it's a Mexican thing that we've stolen and brought over here. But I don't know. I felt proud to be an American in that moment.
Yeah, I don't think you could eat anything. My feeling about tacos, I can, will, and do eat tacos 5 to 7 times a week.
Wow.
The amount of tacos I eat is disgusting.
You'll die of taco poisoning?
I almost certainly will.
Yeah.
I don't know if buche has trace amounts of mercury in it, but I've definitely got that Piven shit, if it does. But yeah, like the amount of tacos that you will never find me opposed to tacos in any situation.
When you were in London, did you attempt to have Mexican food?
No.
Good. I'm very glad. Our Mexican food is so bad.
What do you do?
Well, it's not made by Mexican people.
Sure.
It's because we don't really have any. I'd love us to have some, but so it's made by a horrible chain. I think we have Chipotle. I think we've got like 2 Chipotles.
Sure.
And a couple of other ones. And it is just bad. Yeah. And expensive.
And there's... little griddled tomatoes in each
it's
one.
There's a sausage down the middle. It's like bangers and mash wrapped in a taco with mushy peas. They've got it completely wrong. Yeah.
Gentleman's relish.
Oh, smothered in gentleman's relish. Yeah.
That's
from
popular...
Elvira's UK tour.
Sorry, yeah. That's what her tour is called. Bangers and mash. Look at these bangers and mash.
Big Ben's.
Monster mash. Bangers and monster mash. Right, Elvira has to come to the UK now because I've been like 3 pounds for her.
Smothered in gentleman's relish.
Now that is a poll that we use from time to time.
Gentleman's
relish? A comedy
relish?
Poll. Sorry, I don't want to. Sorry to be using industry terminology.
Like wicked googlies?
Yeah. Is this a like British thing? I don't.
Gentleman's
what
relish.
What is it? What
okay.
is it?
So
it sounds like cum. That's why we say it.
Yeah. I think it was the. I'm surprised you don't remember. It was when you guys came over for International Waters that was taping in London about 5 years ago.
Was I hugely
pregnant? It was about 6 years ago. Yeah, I was hugely pregnant. I was meeting.
You were 14 months pregnant, which was weird.
Yeah, I've just stayed like an elephant.
But they do months differently there because of low-level socialism.
Yeah, we split the day and the month of the other way around, which makes sense, by the way. I digress.
No, it doesn't.
I'm so angry that you get the date in the...
I hate brown sauce.
Yeah, you guys were over for doing that.
And inches.
And I had this weird experience of being like hugely pregnant and meeting people off a podcast that I'd be listening to for a long time, like in person, and then trying to find funny foods that I was going to feed them in a basement in Soho. It was really odd. And one of the rounds involved me feeding... you guys food blindfold. That was like funny British food. So
yeah, one of them was gentleman's relish.
One of them was gentleman's relish. I can't remember what the other ones were. Like a Scotch egg or something. I don't know why the blindfold needed to be on in hindsight.
Yeah.
Oh no, spotted dick and custard. Yeah. And the joke was the Americans got to eat loads of flavors of M&Ms.
Yeah.
And that was a very funny joke.
Yeah.
A lot of British food sounds like dong stuff.
Yeah. It's true.
Anyway, new observation.
You guys got dongs there?
What, like ding-dongs?
Yeah.
Like the biscuit.
Like ding-a-lings.
I'm sorry, the cake. Are they cake?
Talking about gentlemen's parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, gentleman's relish. Sorry, I just. It's like massively concentrated anchovy paste. And it's really tasty. It tastes.
Like,
it
sounds like a real umami blast.
Oh, it's proper umami. It tastes really fizzy. It tastes like. Do you not remember? I gave you someone a breadstick once, Jesse.
Breadstick.
In a basement in Soho, I was heavily pregnant. It's like the weirdest fetish ever.
Line from a Warren Zevon song.
Anyway. Maybe Jesse doesn't remember, but he is so fucked up before we go on stage.
Sure.
I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Had you had a pint of our IPA and yeah?
Well, even worse, I'd had a Coke.
A
yard of ale.
So,
yard of
Coke. We should check in. You had a Coke at dinner. How you feeling?
Yeah.
Feeling fucking great.
You're flying.
I want to talk about that. So let's take a quick break.
Sure.
And we'll be right back on Jordan Jessica. It's Jordan Jessica. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio radar.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Hey, we've got a sponsor on this week's program, Jordan. It's our friends at RX Bar.
A whole food protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients.
Wow. So basically, this is very simple stuff. RX Bar's core ingredients do all the talking. It's like eating 3 egg whites, 2 dates, 6 almonds. That's it. Not 7 almonds, not 5 almonds, Jordan.
They got 11 delicious flavors, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, and they're great for lots of occasions.
Can I give you an example?
Please do.
Let's say you're taking the kids to Legoland.
Grab an RX Bar.
Yeah. Let's say you are peckish after a tough workout.
Grab an RX Bar.
Let's say you're stranded on a desert island. There's no coconuts to be found.
Grab an RX Bar.
For 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/jjgo and enter the promo code JJGO at checkout. I also want to mention a couple of things.
Sure.
Number one, John Hodgman and I are coming to the Onion Comedy Festival in Chicago. So you should come out to the Chicago Onion Comedy Festival and see Judge John Hodgman if you're a Chicagoan. Come out to that. And also, I just want to mention Max Fun Drive's around the corner.
Yeah.
We're getting ready. I'm about to go to the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
We promised that we would record a show on Burroughs at the Grand Canyon. The bad news is that the Burrough Company will not allow us to use their burrows in that way. And they said, they literally said, we don't need this. We've done tours with Oprah.
Oh, my gosh.
Pulled that card.
Wow.
There's no Burrough competition.
They Oprah'd you.
Someone sent me a really angry email that said they had heard that I was thinking about doing a show on burrows and I should learn more about burrows before I decide to do that. We're going on a burrow tour.
Sure.
But we're not going to do the show on burros.
Okay.
But anyway, we did that because the last Max Fun Drive was such a success. And the only reason this show and all the shows at Max Fun exist is because of folks who support the Max Fun Drive.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up for the Max Fun Drive.
Oh, man. You're making a special episode. I don't want to spill the beans
on
it too
much. Don't spill the beans.
But you're making a donor-only show with our friend John Hodgman.
Yes. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm very excited about that. It's all coming up the first 2 weeks of April. So mark your calendars. We're also going to do one of our world famous live streaming programs to end the pledge drive.
It's going to be a ton of fun.
You've got some good / dangerous ideas for that.
Yeah, this is going to be our most ill-advised stream yet. bad idea. We're going to do it, though.
Except for that time I peed on an electric fence.
That was also an ill-advised stream.
Yeah.
Don't whiz on the electric fence. Remember that Ren and Stimpy?
No, I don't remember that one.
Anyway.
I remember Log.
It's Log. It's better than Bat. It's good.
Yeah, exactly.
That show was a lot of fun.
Yeah, probably not appropriate for kids.
Nah.
Seems weird in retrospect.
Yeah. Different time.
Yeah. And if you are looking for a gift for a friend, I've got a shop at putthisonshop.com. Lots of beautiful vintage items there, from jewelry to household goods, and also homemade items like pocket squares, handmade items, I should say, like pocket squares, and whatever the fuck else I make. Oh, scarves. Beautiful scarves. Putthisonshop.com. Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jessica. Love you, 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 love you It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, the king of drugs.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Sarah Morgan, trying to remember my previous names. Oh, international eel smuggler.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
international
one.
International eel smuggler, or European eel smuggler.
Thank you for remembering your nickname, by the way.
I know.
The fucking return guests are so bad at remembering their nickname.
Yeah. I think I was Sasquatch for a bit as well, but I've done the show too many times.
Maybe one day.
I mean, enough number of times.
Yeah, you
Thanks
know, actually, that's I wasn't thinking it, but now it makes sense. Would you leave and call Chris Fairbanks?
Yeah,
would you
please? Yeah, sorry.
Could you get him on your way out?
I get one of the other British women who are more popular than me, like Helen Zaltzman.
Nah.
Josie Long.
Nah.
She can't fly. Yeah,
she's too pregnant.
She's too pregnant.
You're going to have an adorable, charming baby.
I know. My God, imagine how gorgeous that baby's going to be.
This is why we mentioned that I had a
Hi, Josie.
A Cherry Coke at...
Do you listen? Cool.
Yeah, thanks for listening. You're definitely more talented than we are.
Yeah. Why are you listening to this bad show?
Yeah. Shouldn't you be listening to Serial?
Yeah.
Do Belle and Sebastian have a podcast?
Thank you for
it's just 60 minutes of an antique xylophone every week.
That call, by the way, that was our guest Sarah Morgan calling back to our dinner conversation earlier.
Oh, yeah.
In which I mentioned that the Belle and Sebastian guy guessed that I was talking about Josie Long when I was talking about Josie Long.
Yeah, and I did just wonder for a second, is it okay to mention her being pregnant? But she has she's doing a show about it, so it is information.
I'm shocked to hear that she's doing a show about it.
Yeah, well,
it is always a challenge. Yeah. When a little peek behind the curtain here. Here's how the sausage is made. It is always a challenge when you are doing this sort of chat podcast and you hang out with the people beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, like remembering what was just casual dinner conversation and what you said on the show and what you can call back to.
Anyway. I legit just thought saying Josie Long and Belle and Sebastian together would be enough of a reference.
Right.
I didn't think it needed any back explanation. But yeah, you're right. We should never hang out ever. Like, we should just get fresh in the room. And, yeah.
This is what I wanted to mention is I had had this Cherry Coke at dinner because I frankly was drowsy.
Mm.
I'm going to be frank with the two of you. I was drowsy.
No, I mean, this takes energy.
But it isn't the Coke that makes me the king of drugs. I don't know if you knew this, but the drug marijuana is a popular intoxicant. That I got a medical license to purchase at the drugstore.
2 months before it became irrelevant.
Yeah, nice. Exactly. Well, I still save on taxes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
Save on taxes.
5% to 7%, I think it is.
Yeah, so I, my wife had been on me to try medical marijuana for my migraine headaches.
Yeah, I mean, it seems so obvious, yeah.
Yeah, so I, and
yeah, it is so rare that, like, you know, we've had the semi-bullshit marijuana license here for a while, for a couple of years. 5 years? I don't know.
Maybe even more than 5 years.
A while.
Yeah.
And yeah, it is always, I always do like hearing about someone who actually uses it for medicinal purposes. It's nice. It makes,
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people's mild anxiety and back pain that's being released by medical marijuana. But yeah, like
light insomnia, fear of flying, need I go on?
I had considered it for a long time, but discarded the possibility because, as my therapist explained it to me, I was waiting for a parent to tell me it was okay. Which is to say that I had this goal of talking to an actual doctor about it, it being an actual medical need, and had failed entirely. Like, my doctor's are not allowed to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
By, like, health insurance rules where their employers are like... I brought it up with a series of doctors. Like, have you heard anything from your patients? Is there anything that's better than anything else? Whatever. And they would say, like, you are legally entitled to use it.
Sure.
That would be, like, what they would... That would
so
be the whole...
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I am going to settle for just someone who knows what they're doing that works at one of these places. Even if they're not a medical professional, someone who is knows. But then I was like, I don't know how to find that. I don't know how to find that. So I wrote on Twitter, and we have this listener named Ernesto, who's been a listener for a really long time. And I felt like I knew him from Twitter and maybe coming to a show or something from time to time. And he tweeted me and said, oh, my sister works at a dispensary. She'll get you set up. And I don't know why that was enough for me.
Well, there's a paper trail now.
But it's still essentially a stranger's sister.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I feel I know Ernesto, because once in a while he will fave one of my tweets.
Yeah.
You know his avatar. You know his avatar pops up periodically when you make a joke.
Exactly. It's a little cartoon guy. And but it was not that far from my house. That was the other thing. It was in a place, it seemed like a fancy one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't care if my marijuana costs more. I want to go to the fanciest one available. Yeah. That is 100% sure. I went there and they were like, oh, are you a new patient or an existing patient? Do you have a recommendation? I was like, I don't. I don't know. Do you guys have a recommendation for where I should get a recommendation?
Yeah, so I think part of the medical law is that you cannot get the license and buy it in the same place. You cannot have a one-stop shop, if you will. You have to – it kind of keeps up the artifice that, you know, actual doctors are prescribing this.
So I'm like, okay, I have just screwed up all of my intentions to go and take care of this. Like, it took a lot for me to take care of this.
And
sounds terrifying, yeah.
Well, for listeners at home, I've used many, many prescription drugs over the years for my migraines, but I've never even been drunk.
Mm. Were you wearing the You're Not a Narc shirt?
Did you say, I want to smoke the reefer like a cigarette? Because that's what I would say.
Well, did you say, Daddy needs that dank?
I had actually gotten the recommendation. Ernesto, I said, just for kind of like entertainment value, that he was a guy who followed me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Actually, he was a jazzbo I met in an alley.
Sure. Behind the Cotton Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said his name was Ernesto. It was Detroit Red.
Sure.
I met Malcolm X in the 30s.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I asked, like, well, what do I do? And they're like, oh, well, you should go to this whatever 420 Rex or something like that. It's in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Not so far. Another 15 minutes from my house. But whatever. Whatever. I'll do it. And then I was like, I'm going to eat lunch. So I went and sat down and ate lunch. And while I was eating lunch, I opened up their website.
420 Rex.
Yeah, 420 Rex. And it was just a link to download.
420rex.puff.
Yeah. Weirdly, 420rex.fish, which seems
P-H-I-S-H.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's fun. Show's good.
420rex.oar.
Right.
So I downloaded their app, which was all that was going on the website. Okay. And literally, by the time I had finished my Reuben, they had emailed me the certificate.
Amazing.
It was like a woman called me.
Hmm.
And so
just made sure that you had migraines.
Yeah.
You can hear them. It comes across in your voice.
I did not believe her to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
However, I found her to be a competent, I'm going to say, office administrator.
I have gotten my rec, and renewed it a couple of times. And, I go to, there's a little place in a strip mall you can go to. And there is an old man in there who presents like a doctor. He has a stethoscope. He's wearing a stethoscope. And he has a little...
Well, in one corner, he's wearing a stethoscope. In one, he's wearing a fireman's outfit.
All right, one cowboy. And then just normal dad.
Yeah.
This is the real me.
He has a range.
Yeah.
And he has a little office that I would say is set up like a porn doctor's office.
Nice.
That, we found the skeleton.
Right.
And an eye chart.
Skeleton of my chart.
But there are the trappings of doctor around.
Right.
So if the cops raided, I could play this off like I thought this was a doctor. Yeah. You know.
I mean, they give you specific instructions when you come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say, if we shout "boys in blue,"
mm-hmm.
bend over and drop your trousers so I can stick my hand up your ass.
Sure.
That way they'll just think we're making a porn.
Yeah. And it's weird. It happened like 5 times. I never saw the cops.
Yeah.
But, you want to be sure.
But that prostate's good in milk.
But one time my license had expired and I was hanging with some friends in the high desert.
Mm-hmm.
As I do from time to time.
Yeah, you weren't hanging in the sober desert, okay?
Nope. Hey. I wasn't hanging in the square desert, man. Yeah.
I know all the lingo now.
Clearly, no.
I mean, to hear the rest of the story.
It's very authentic. No, so I went to like Palm Springs. So right. I went out to like one of their places and it was like a trailer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Dank Doug checks me in.
Now, in Palm Springs, Dank Doug's other job is selling mid-century modern furniture.
Right, yeah. Dank Doug has a side hustle.
To affluent 60-year-old gay men.
Right, yeah. Yeah, kitschy wall clocks.
Mm-hmm. A lot of bleached skulls.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I'm like, well, there can't be a simulated doctor in this place, can there? I was like looking around and we're in like, you know, I don't know if you ever went to a school that had portables.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But you know,
right.
It's like a makeshift room that can just be dragged away by a truck.
Right.
And
which has been featured in Dwell magazine, to be fair.
Yeah. I know, yes. Us going to underfunded public schools that had portables, we were just on the cusp of the tiny house movement.
Exactly.
They were just preparing us
yeah.
for eventual tiny house ownership.
I actually lived in a container as a child, shipping container.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing they've figured out, and God bless them, is to take the container off the ship because we were all over everywhere. Childhood.
And they just opened
a renditioning
up
in the Thorn household.
And they just opened up a laptop and I Skyped with a doctor.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So, like, I could see his office and he just, like, just him kind of turning around to, like, look at me through the Skype and give me a little thumbs up.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think that's the thing that a doctor could have done, you know, have an office, but then Skype in some stoner dudes. Anyway. So
yeah.
You did it via app.
Are you high as a kite right now? Are you ripped to the tits on goofballs? Are you?
I'm on drugs.
Oh,
is that the
God.
Question?
Yes.
I used drugs, yeah.
I could see it in your eyes. Am I freaking you out?
Okay, Jesse, you're running through a forest.
Brian, flick the lights on and off.
Do you want some Vicks? I've got some Vicks in my bag. You can snort it. It'll smell amazing. Make the hairs on your arms go. Do you want a massage? Are you all right?
I'm perfectly fine. I'm perfectly fine.
What do you
fine.
Think marijuana does?
Marijuana is very bad in our country. We have either hydroponic super skunk that people grow in their like houses that's way too strong and makes you mental, or we have stuff that's brought up people's bums into the country.
Oh my! And you can really taste the bum.
That is literally the choice of drugs that you have, which is why I only smoke in Los Angeles.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, yes, you're on marijuana, right? You've smoked the marijuana. Like
I used an edible food.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the thing, you know, I went back. So like I had my letter in my email. So I went back to the thing after lunch.
Yeah.
Like it really was almost immediate gratification. I had to wait for a while to get allowed into the, you know, they have like an ante room where you have to sit.
Sure.
Like you're waiting.
Depressurized.
Yeah.
Like when you're both diamonds. Hold you in a little cage.
I went inside. Horatio Sanz was there. So that felt right.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like it's
literally
as I
Horatio
saw,
Sanz, not just a guy who looked like
No, Horatio Sanz.
I meant Horatio Sanz was in there, but also a couple of guys who looked like Horatio Sanz.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Which is to say, really great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking better and better,
absolutely,
I would say.
Yeah,
fit.
Sure.
Doing a great job on Great News.
Mm-hmm.
Really fun as the editor guy.
He's funny in that.
He's very funny in that.
I don't know who that is.
Horatio Sanz used to be on Saturday Night Live and in The Upright Citizens.
I could Google if my phone was on airplane.
There you go. And, but he is.
Noted marijuana user.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Like, you really. You know, Snoop Dogg doesn't go to the dispensary himself. You know, he's got a guy. So I would say, other than him. Certainly in Eagle Rock, California, Horatio Sanz is who you're going to want to see there.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in good hands because they were the hands that Horatio had placed himself in.
Nice.
And I talked to Ernesto's sister.
Mm-hmm.
She was I was bothered by how good looking she was.
So that's a dispensary thing. Is they will have on. Both the no matter which gender you prefer, men or women, they always staff them with good-looking weed babes and hunks.
Yeah, I would say like
I think
I
it
was
is kind
surprised.
Of like being a bartender. I think the idea is that you will buy more from this attractive person, and they do like flirt a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah, so. she was very professional. Mm-hmm. I want to be clear, and she wasn't like a hot babe. She was a pretty lady, I would say.
And you think attractive women can't be medical marijuana scientists?
Mm. I don't think women can be scientists.
Right. That's yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't know why I said the other words. Yeah.
I mean, in a way, baking involves a lot of science.
Sure. I mean, yeah. She could make the cookies, I guess. But, yeah.
And. Getting baked, am I right?
Hey, nice.
On drugs?
Domestic science.
Buffalo soldier.
God, Jesse, I love
in
High
the
Jesse.
Heart of America.
Pot Jesse's so fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Prefers to be called Dank Daddy.
I'm doing it again, Jesse. Am I freaking out?
I feel like I'm running through a forest. So, so I bought a variety. I bought like six kinds of marijuana.
Here's the thing, and maybe you'll agree or disagree, Jesse.
Okay.
Going into the fucking weed store and having all those options and buying a couple of different things is really fun. Agree or disagree?
It's pretty fun.
It's real fun.
I think, like, here's the thing. So, I also have never, like, smoked cigarettes or anything. So I was like, I'm not going to learn.
You've never had a cigarette?
No.
Not even in junior high? Somebody handed you one and you faked it?
My parents both quit smoking within my memory, but before I would have tried smoking.
Okay.
So smoking to me is the grossest thing in the history of the world. Mm-hmm. I just have vivid childhood memories of, like, clothes smelling like smoke kind of thing.
But now you've done marijuana, it is a gateway drug, so you'll be cigarettes next week.
Yeah,
it
goes right, and then dipping.
The horse. You'll be on the horse by the weekend, that's all I'm saying.
Horse being heroin, right?
Yeah. You'll be bang on the smack.
On the old white pony.
Smacked off your tits by next week.
So, yeah, but I definitely, it is exciting that there's so many products.
Yeah.
In so many ridiculous forms. Mm-hmm. Like, I walked out of there with, like, an electronic cigarette thing that buzzes when you, like, measures how much active ingredients you get and then buzzes. And a weird syringe full of oil.
Okay, so that is actually heroin. That's actually heroin.
Yeah, was it black tar?
That was the one that worked the best for my headaches.
Sure. Smoke it off a little bit of foil.
I
still have a headache, but I've melted into the floor, so...
A type of mint that comes in a tin.
I'm a big fan of those tin mints.
Yeah, the tin mints. Not only are they great, it's really easy this time of year to find a Girl Scout to sell you one.
Sure, yeah, you put them in the freezer
sell
for
you
a little
box.
Bit.
Yeah. So I bought like 17 different things. She's like, 25% off your first visit. And I was like,
I'll
I don't
have
know.
All your marijuanas, please.
One of these, one of those. And like my wife doesn't use marijuana. She has in her life on a number of occasions, but it's not part of her life and hasn't been for a long time. So I was like, I don't know who I'm buying these for, but I would try one of all of these different things. Now, if I had been there to buy marijuana leaves and flowers or whatever is the actual part of the plant that you use, I think it would have...
You're talking about nugs.
Yeah. If I had been there to purchase nugs, had I not just... I probably would have just said, give me your dankest.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think I would have been completely overwhelmed. Like, the volume of non-plant options was extraordinary enough. Mm-hmm. And the plants, there's like 60 of them. And there's like guys holding them up to your nose in spoons or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, take a whiff of this dankness.
And were they explaining the buzzes to you, like... The different types.
Yeah, well,
like, this will make you sleepy and this will make you more alert.
I don't think she believed me when I was trying to explain to her that I had like never used anything or whatever. She was super
and you have a
nice
legit
about
medical
it.
Condition that definitely will be
helped. Yeah, but she did.
By,
I mean, she was giving me advice on which kinds are most likely to be helpful for pain generally and that kind of thing. She gave me a variety of different, the level of sophistication of the branding of these things is extraordinary, where at this point, those like e-cigarettes, it's like there's like 12 colors and each one represents a different mix of being high.
Wow.
And whatever. So the first time I went home with one that was called like relief was for pain, and then there's one that's called bliss.
Sure.
And there's what I like is there's two different sex ones. One is called like sensuality, and one is called arousal. So I think one is
called grunt.
One is for boner, getting a boner, and one is for using it,
for taking a boner.
Yeah,
for receiving a boner.
Yeah.
This is so weird because I have
a delivery here.
This is like coming from a country that has, you know, no marijuana legality whatsoever. Like, it's like we only have moonshine or like prison wine. Like,
right.
We make our own wine from potatoes in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And then I come here and you're talking about what, like a sommelier kind of thing. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is so decadent.
It's so
yeah. Wasteful
yeah.
To like act like this.
I definitely feel like yeah. The whole process of like... Yeah. Acquiring and using marijuana in a place where it is actually illegal seems like so much hassle.
It is, and I know people with legit pain-related conditions who could totally use some and may have secured them that on certain times. But yeah, it's really fucking hard. And then you're going to give them head fuck, you know, stuff growing in someone's roof.
Right.
You guys have it right. I mean, I assume there's lots of money to be made from it, and that's why it's all legal here now, but it seems... I'm pro.
She was like,
I am pro.
So
I am
this
pro
lady,
your medical marijuana list.
This lady is like, she fucking kicked me off. She's like, okay, take one of these in the morning and one of these at night.
Yeah,
like indefinitely, and see how it goes. And so here's something that I don't know if you knew this about using marijuana. I certainly don't know if you do, Sarah. You're a parent, but it's pleasant.
Sure,
it's a
pleasant.
Not unpleasant feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Turns out there's something in this marijuana business.
Yeah, I have not figured out to what extent it certainly, I mean, it has not led to a cessation of my headaches. But,
that's annoying.
Yeah, I mean, that was never, I never anticipated that it would.
Right.
You know, if there were a lot of people who were like, oh, yeah, I just smoke some weed and my headache goes away, then I would have been on it a lot longer before this.
Right.
Reports are generally much, much, much more mixed. But, yeah, whether or not it is effective, I'm a chiller dude.
I mean, you like get Evil Dead now.
Oh,
like,
you love it.
You get Evil Dead. Duh. Remember to hit that consonant at the end.
Sounds good.
Juice that consonant.
I expected it to be a bigger deal.
Right.
I expected being high on marijuana to have more effect.
Sure.
Frankly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was this is
some good stuff.
What
that's
it is. Like
a nice buzz. It wasn't like my face is turning inside out and... Yeah.
No, not no, in
you
the,
are not flying. You didn't try to fly
slightest.
Out the window or eat a baby in a sandwich. Which
yeah, I mean...
No, California know. Cheeseburger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm taking like the baby dosage. You know, it's like the equivalent of taking a baby aspirin every day. But I have... Tried it more enthusiastically and found that even with a more expansive dosage, I am still kind of like, well, my hands are tingling a lot and I have a gentle sense of well-being, but I definitely have not been laughing at Cheech and Chong yet.
Sure. More so than you already do.
Right.
Those Fat Freddy's Cat comics are just evergreen, all right?
I write. I do laugh a lot.
Have you had the munchies? Have you experienced the munchies?
Well, I expected that. I expected a more of like a craving, when instead what I found was more of a kind of a general sense that I could eat anything at any time. Like I expected to be like. I gotta get some chips or something. Like I really am like, I could really go for some chips or
chips
something.
Chips are good.
Whereas like what I generally feel is that there's no time that I'm unwilling to put food in
sure.
my mouth.
I feel like that generally.
I am completely unsatiated and just like ready to go whenever.
Sure.
But I think that is something that like, that is a thing about medical marijuana is that like you will not, you know, maybe not will not, but you are less likely to be surprisingly higher than you thought.
Yes.
Like it is like you can just be a little high, especially those mints that you talked about. I've basically only had bad experiences with edibles until someone gave me a couple of those mints and I'm like, oh, this is great. So anyway, I think it is like they do make it so, you know, you will not be high as fuck when you don't want to be.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it sure is.
So anyway, I think it was sort of my overall evaluation of marijuana. It seems nice enough. You know, probably should have started with that 20 years ago.
Today is the first day of your life
or
as
so.
A pothead.
Yeah, now
as
I'm
a filthy pothead.
I mean, I've noticed myself becoming a lot danker overall.
Sure.
General levels of dankness have increased.
Yeah, and we've got three new roommates at the house.
Oh, cool. Squid, Peanut,
yeah,
Goober.
Yeah.
Previously, and Goober's girlfriend.
Previously, my status as being 420 unfriendly had really been a hindrance
sure.
to getting.
And you were not very discreet.
Yeah, exactly.
Got those X-Files posters up around the house. Amazing.
Have you got new posters?
Yeah. I took out all the light bulbs and put in black lights.
Sure. Yeah, so you have X-Files.
So it's how you can see the Magic Eye posters easier.
Yeah, I'm super. You know what I love? Fucking shit that's super heavy, like Zep. Yeah. I love Zep. I love cranking up the Zep.
Sure. You do have, I mean, you are a home stereo enthusiast.
That's true.
That's so. There you
go. I have
marijuana fits perfectly into that.
Marijuana and home stereo era home stereo as well.
Sure, there you go.
I think I've kind of got the home stereo that the... Jason Siegel from Freaks and Geeks dad might have.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, you could hotbox quite nicely in the studio.
Yeah, yeah. You got a hotbox the studio,
hotbox
baby.
The studio, man.
Purple. I think we would have to do really a ton of work using my, like, weird electronic cigarette vape stick or whatever it is.
I think we could get it done. Congratulations, Jesse.
Thank you
very
much.
Happy for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. My therapist was like, it occurred to me you might be experiencing this as a loss.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, well, that's true. Mm-hmm. You know, I have in a way been deflowered.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, here I am. Doing a teenage thing
sure.
for the first time ever.
Yeah.
I'm checking my watch now. It's, let's see, 20 years being 36. So it's nice to try out. I'll tell you one thing. I had a conversation with a friend about parenting while using marijuana.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I was a bit skeptical of the prospect for all the reasons that Child Protective Services might be.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, you know, as long as you're not very high, it really makes it easier.
Yeah.
And
I can imagine.
That is true. Like the extent to which I'm willing to do something just that takes a long time and is boring.
Mm.
Like relating to children.
Yeah, a jigsaw.
No, I love
jigsaws.
I've heard that getting high and doing a puzzle with your kid's fun.
I can't relate to this because obviously I come from a country where marijuana is illegal and I would not be doing illegal activities around my child. But there's a thing over here with all the mums like doing Pinot, mum wine, you know, the mum o'clock wine thing. And it seems to me if you're going to be that excited about getting drunk in front of your kids, it should be okay to also be slightly stoned in front of your kids.
Yeah, like, I think
if it's legal and stuff.
Yeah. Using marijuana to spend time with your kids is definitely safer, both physically and emotionally, than drinking.
Being a bit pissed around your kids. Yeah, sorry.
And there's new levels to Paw Patrol, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, man.
Oh, my God. Oh, bro. Pups.
Have you got Hey Dougie over here yet?
No.
No. Kids, I'm going to send you some tapes, man.
Have you got Show Me How to Dougie?
I got what?
Oh, I guess they didn't get Show Me How to Dougie.
Sure. It's a teen dance Obama did.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
So, yeah, anyway, congratulations to me on becoming the king of drugs. Very proud of my achievements. And I will say that teenagers shouldn't do it. It's too pleasant and boring.
Yeah.
And congratulations to England on being a fascist state, man.
Yeah,
God save the queen. More like, God, don't save the queen. Let her die.
Oh, come on, man. Hey, come on, hey, man.
I'm just saying I wouldn't save her. I'm not saying all I'm going to do something to her.
I have heard she ain't no human being. That's true. Thanks for that, by the way.
We invented you.
Can we please be in the Commonwealth Games?
Oh, it's nice to come and visit the colonies every now and again.
The colonies.
Please. Did you guys hear that?
The colonies have gone barbaric.
Guys, I don't mean to go full morning radio DJ on you, but did you hear that a Russian curler in the Olympics got banned for being for failing a blood test?
I did hear that.
Did he just want to get super swole or
yeah.
Like what part of the say, oh, you fuckers aren't going to believe how fast I sweep ice.
Well, I mean, that seems to be part of it, is who can sweep the ice the fastest.
How gently I push this obelisk.
How is Scotland doing? And because it's on at the wrong time for us to see it.
Does Scotland have its own Olympics team?
The women's curling team are all Scottish like dinner ladies, and they're like these cool, hard-as-nails women, and I love them very much, and I haven't kept up with what they're doing this time, but
I don't know how they did. I'm glad that independence referendum led specifically to Scotland remaining part of the United Kingdom, but their Olympic team.
No, they are part of the Great British team. They are. I think no one else in this country would be interested apart from Scottish women. And God bless them.
The good thing about the Winter Olympics, and I imagine you won't be hearing this until a few weeks after the Winter Olympics. But a good thing about the Winter Olympics is, in my opinion, the extent to which someone can claim Bulgarian citizenship and compete in that kind of skiing where you go over a lot of bumps.
Sure.
I think that is good. I was waiting for a friend in a bar, and they were texting because they were going to be late. And I was texting back, hey, you know, no rush. It's okay. I'm having a good time here. Curling is on TV. And it auto-filled to a curling emoji. The little curling thing exists. Anyway.
Wow.
Did they get a lot of use out of that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sure.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
God bless America.
God bless America. I'm
bless
never coming
the
home now.
International Olympic
Commission. No, my friend Jesse's on pot. Yeah. No, I'm never leaving. I just sort of watch him being high.
Guys, drugs are cool. Sure are. Okay, we'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. Going into a Bullseye interview, I know that it's somebody who does amazing work, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought about that.
Is that possible? Is
that's
that true?
Possible. Yeah.
Should I check with your therapist?
No, but I will be.
Who are you, dude? You all over the place. I got a lot of respect for you, man. That's dope.
Bullseye. Creators you know, creators you need to know. Find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, the king of drugs.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
Sarah Morgan, international eel smuggler.
When something momentous happens to you, like you finally get to meet Horatio Sands at your local marijuana dispensary, we ask you to call us for our segment, Momentous Occasions. The phone number is 206-984-4FUN. That's 206-984-4FUN. Here's our first telephone call.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse Go. This is Whitney in San Diego, and I have a momentous occasion. I was sitting on my sofa with my cat on my lap, and I needed to get up to turn off the NES. And rather than...
Can you pause it, Brian?
Get up and...
Can you pause it? So far...
Stands for Nintendo Entertainment System, by the way.
Yeah, so far...
Wait, what am I talking about? If you're listening to this podcast, you know that.
Yeah, I mean, so far...
Who am I doing that for?
My concern is this. This segment is called Momentous Occasions. Mm-hmm. We have tens of thousands of listeners to Jordan Jesse Go.
And all of them are currently playing
NES. All of them are in the description.
With cats,
with
on, their,
cats on their lap.
I'm wondering if she's going to turn out to be Girl Jordan.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
The ghost of Christmas, Jordan Girl.
She could be. I'm calling from Earth 2 where genders are swapped.
Like that adventure.
Plus, press play.
I have my cat have to jump on the floor. I decided to crab walk to the NES and turn it off with her on my lap. And I managed to get there without disturbing her and then get back to the sofa and cuddle with my cat. That's it. Bye.
That's so fucking dope.
Anybody else turned on?
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, like, you need to marry this woman right now. This is Girl Jordan, yeah. And you need to find each other.
I'm going
to
take the old, what's that train called that goes to San Diego? Anyway. Oh, the Bone Zone Express.
I'm picturing it like.
That's the one.
I'm picturing it like in The Exorcist outtakes when she crab walks down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
They're all going to die up there.
like that, but cuter.
That, but adorable.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, with a cat and an NES. Yeah.
God.
I would playing, let's say, Little Nemo the Dream Master.
Oh, wow. That's a fun one.
It's a great game. Great
I was going to suggest RC Pro-Am, too.
Sure. Well.
It's really fun, especially you get those knobby tires.
It's too hard.
You got to get some knobby tires.
Knobby tires is a famous British
I know
celebrity.
You do.
That British porn star.
Sure.
God, a real bummer about knobby tires is how he was fucking all those underage people in the 70s.
Like yeah. all British celebrities, yes, he was fucking underage kids, yeah.
I would love this lifestyle. I would do it with my cat. Mm-hmm. Not the underage child.
Yeah. No.
The NES cat walking.
Being a human table for a cat.
To just sit there and play Baseball Stars. Well, I have a dog, so it would be my dog.
Sure.
Coco would be sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, and then crab walking around like some kind of fucking yoga master.
I know.
Maybe you should suggest this to the cat yoga people.
Oh, right. Yeah. Can everyone have their own NES?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be. I mean, I think we're romanticizing this. Just we've seen it. We've heard a small snippet of this woman's lifestyle. She could have a high stress job. She could have ailing family members. It could be that her life is a living hell, except for the, you know, 40 minutes a week when she gets to crab walk with her cat to the NES.
Jordan, can I tell you something I overheard in cat yoga?
Hmm.
Namaste. No, actually, it's Castlevania.
That's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I like from the cat's point of view as well, the cat totally thinks it deserves this treatment. Like,
right.
The cat's just like,
oh,
yes,
absolutely.
And.
They're entitled, yes.
Of course you're carrying around like a fucking human throne. Of course you are.
Why isn't
Where's
there
my
food?
Fancy
yeah.
feet,
Where's
bitch?
There
yeah.
food in your lap, too.
Yeah. Little snack on board snack, please, while we're doing this journey.
Do you guys think it was a vintage NES or an NES classic?
I think it was an NES classic.
Okay.
I know
so?
that.
You think she went on eBay?
I know that just... you just downgraded this relationship from marriage to fling.
Sure, yeah. Sorry, baby. I'm a rambling man.
It's a long way to San Diego.
Yeah.
I guess she wouldn't have said that if she was just playing Nintendo games on a Nintendo Wii.
Right, yeah.
But
or,
why would you
have said NES
games on a Now listen, it was
Nintendo.
A little, and she could have said game console or my video game, and she was the... You know, it was a brag.
Right.
It's a point of pride for her that she still owns and plays an NES.
Right.
Anyway.
She's got to get her bubble bobble.
She got to get that bubble bobble.
Bubble bobble, baby. As Bootsy Collins famously says.
Right, sure.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the best things anyone's ever done.
It sure is. It's really good.
I feel like in recent months, I've come to often... let's be frank, bagging on some of these callers who call in really thinking a lot of them are dudes who really call in thinking they're hot shit.
Sure.
And I feel like obliged to take them down a peg. Okay. Because I'm the underdog here.
Sure.
And in this case, I feel like I need to lift it up a peg.
Yeah.
I need to exalt this call and this experience.
The peg is not appropriate on which this is.
No.
Needs to be on a higher one.
Jordan's lost the power of speech. He's looking up train time.
Me not want to talk more.
Ooh, me want RC Pro-Am too.
I think it's too hard.
You don't like the controls?
I don't like the controls.
Well, you should play it against your cousins in Virginia.
Okay.
That's really fun.
That sounds fun.
I recommend that highly.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I mean, another option would be to play Tecmo Bowl.
Sure.
I recommend using the Chiefs so you can have Christian Okoye.
Yeah, well, I mean.
A lot of people are like,
other people have Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. No, yeah. Christian Okoye.
Oh, okay. It's your secret weapon.
Yeah, that's secret. A secret weapon. He's not as good as Bo Jackson.
Hey, but... sorry, Sarah. Just sorry.
I know. All my NES references are so basic that I wouldn't even join in. I would, yeah.
It's okay. We can talk about Bauhaus or whatever.
I play as Princess Peach, for fuck's sake. I will only play as Princess Peach because she's shit, but she floats.
She's not shit. She can levitate.
Yeah, it's always been.
She's lot like David Lynch in that sense.
She's shit, but she floats, yeah.
Yeah. You were saying that you might, because your child is getting to be console age, you might reinvest in a PS1.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking, this is a chat I should have with Jesse off mic about what console I should look for on eBay for my child. Because, she's 5. She's showing an interest in games. I would really want her to get into, like, Parappa the Rapper, but I don't think it's too early.
I think 5 is too... 5, they really... I mean, at least my daughter has a real hard time with the controller.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. I bought a couple of those. They unfortunately stopped making Xbox Kinect games, but there were a couple for the last Xbox that were good for kids.
That's
there
what
was
I'm
like
thinking.
Some
a
Sesame
round,
Street ones and stuff.
A movie jumpy around one feels like a good thing to keep not becoming a couch potato.
I think the answer is to wait in general. I had been, some people recommended that I try this game called Stardew Valley. And as I've talked about on this show, I've now played it for 60 hours, which is 2.5 days, not counting sleep. That's one full work week plus some extra.
Do you have a wife in the game?
No. Mm-hmm. Nor do I have a wife in real life anymore.
Oh, okay. She left you because of too much Stardew Valley.
Yeah. I don't, but I have a lot of jam that I make.
That's
I make
good.
A lot of jam.
You can open up your own Knott's Berry farm.
And wine. That's my goal. Here. Yeah. I have a lot of ancient fruit.
Mm.
Not to brag, but I have a lot of ancient fruit. Mm. And I'm pretty much maxed out. My skill points are pretty much maxed out at this point. I'm a regular Nick Weiger in this department.
Sure.
But I hate it because it's not fun.
I mean, it sounds awful.
Yeah. It's just something you do compulsively.
I do not. That kind of game is never. Like, I guess I liked SimCity a little bit as a kid, but I mainly liked playing it for like an hour and then commanding a tornado to come and destroy the town.
I will play SimCity forever, but that is bad. Now, my children love it, which is a
Stardew
problem.
Stardew Valley.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now, they're not allowed to play it. I think it would destroy their brains.
Okay.
You really have to focus on...
What will the kids play?
I mean, at this age for console games, I don't know. There may be some things for PlayStation... For Xbox, which is what I have, there's pretty close to literally nothing. There's a game that is real nice game called Unravel, where you are a bit of string in a knot that runs around and has to collect more string and travels through the memories of an old lady. Some kind of Scandinavian game or something. But it's like a little puzzle game that I think like actually makes them use their brains.
Right.
The kids just play Minecraft. And I think Minecraft is poisonous.
Yeah.
I can't tell,
no,
but it seems poisonous to me.
This is why I'm thinking about going old school, getting like an old, like a NES or a PlayStation 1 or something.
And then you can really rot the shit out of their brains, what's called...
8-bit style.
Jomo style.
Yeah.
You gotta get him that robot that goes with the Nintendo.
I know it's not 8-bit.
Oh, Rob, the video robot.
Don't write in and tell me it's not 8-bit. I know it's not 8-bit.
NES is 8-bit.
NES was 8-bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right about that.
Right. That's
yeah. I think the hard part...
We'll protect you from getting corrections on Twitter.
I know these GamerGate guys.
Yeah.
Still,
the hard part is finding a game that is not simply, test of reaction time type thing. Because that, I think, really fucks up kids' heads.
Okay.
I think a thing too now is that so many like kids these days, the modern kid is used to playing things on a iPad or an iPhone.
Yeah, that's it. She already plays iPad games and
So I think they just don't make console games that are appropriate for kids because there's no market for it. It seems like console games are all, pitched at us types.
She's played a little bit of Fallout 4 with me.
Sure, yeah.
But I went online and paid like full price, I mean, 2 years after it came out, full price, but $35 or whatever for Fallout 4, simply because while I had avoided it because I didn't particularly care for the milieu, I I just needed something that I would want to do more than play Stardew Valley.
Sure.
Like, I just needed something that was – that involved some beauty and meaning more than Stardew Valley that I would be interested in doing. And because it is a nuclear bomb Skyrim, I figured, well, as much of a – this is like me replacing addictions with addictions, sure. Basically. Like, I'm like, yeah, well, I mean, this is the methadone.
Sure.
Which will be on next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're taking that
gateway. On weed, baby.
I would love some medical methadone. Nice. Okay. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go.
Podcasts.
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 They're audio programs
that tell smart stories
in innovative ways
using editing techniques like this.
Like this.
Like this. Like this.
But let's face it, all that smart stuff can be exhausting.
That's where Stop Podcasting Yourself comes in.
It's so stupid.
It's just two stupid dinguses
being dumb idiot jerks for 90 minutes.
Stop Podcasting Yourself.
The stupid show that smart people love.
Find it on iTunes
or MaximumFun.org.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Sarah Morgan, international eel smuggler.
Sarah, it's always a joy to have you here on Jordan Jesse Go.
Thank you, darling.
We're so grateful that you come visit us in Hollywood once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And take the time to stop into this studio.
That is why I just come here, yes. I have no other reason to be in town.
Sarah, can I plug something for you?
Sure.
I was listening to Bigipedia on the way over here. This is a series you did
10-ish years ago, yeah.
That you can very easily get. I know sometimes British radio content is a little tough to listen to in the U.S. This was a fucking easy Amazon click.
Yeah, it's on Audible.
Yeah.
It's written by myself and Matt Kirshen, who I think has been on this show or
he
other
has,
Max
I
Fan
think
shows
so, yeah.
before. And Nick Deedy and Carrie Marks. And we wrote it like about 10 years ago. And it's a sort of pastiche on Bigipedia and how you sort of fall down click holes on the internet, which no one knew was a thing when we put it out on radio for about 10 years ago. And it was not well received. But it's literally the thing we are all the most proud of having written, which is slightly tragic
so
at this stage in our careers.
It's so fucking funny and packed with jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It joked too fast, I think, was the review that we did.
Exhausting.
It's really exhausting.
How is the name spelled?
Bigipedia, Bigipedia, like Wikipedia, but Biggie. But I think it's easy enough to find. Yeah.
And while you're there, you can listen to like that John Ronson thing.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That John Ronson porn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we plugging a competitive service?
Oh, I'm sorry. We could sell it.
Oh, hey, because of Sarah's show.
Yeah, because I wrote on it.
It's probably on iPlayer or
you know
something,
what?
Too.
I was trying to explain it to Jordan earlier, and I said it's a little bit like the Beef and Dairy Network, as it's like a found footage kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Beef and Dairy Network is fucking tremendous down on the Max Fun Network. God bless Ben Partridge.
I am sick. I am sick and tired of these monsters who listen to other Max Fun shows and don't listen to the Beef and Dairy Network.
Yeah.
It makes me ill.
Wankers.
It makes me want to cry.
Sure.
It really hurts me.
Who are they? Who
like,
even are they?
What kind of world do we live in? It doesn't seem like it's the kind that I expected.
No.
The last thing I expected was for people not to listen to the Beef and Dairy Network.
Why would you not listen to the Network?
Fucking Andy Daly was on there. Is that not enough for you?
So funny. It's so funny. They're cereal pastiche.
Yeah.
I kissed my fingers.
Yeah, they're in the midst of an investigation right now.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
It's really funny. It's so good. I love that Ben let's just keep talking about Beef and Dairy. The way it's all done in that weird present tense that they do on those kind of serial shows. So it's like, I am walking up the path. I own door. This town is like, and it's all done in present tense, even though the thing was recorded. And hearing Ben do that in his lovely British accent is very funny.
Oh, it's a really fun show.
Mm.
Anyway.
Anyway, thanks for plugging.
No problem. Want to get the word out. Trying to get you a little residual money. I don't know.
Thanks for plugging Biggie Pizza.
Just to recap.
I've written nothing since then. That was the peak of my career.
Yeah. Check out something that Sarah Morgan won't get paid for you checking out that came out 10 years ago.
But you can tell us on Twitter.
Check out a show that Sarah Morgan has nothing to do with other than the general fondness for it.
Yeah. Should we plug the Danger Mouse reboot?
Sure. I've written for the Danger Mouse reboot.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Wow. What a credit.
I know.
My best friend, my like childhood best friend, his mother was English. Mm-hmm. And I think his parents had met in England maybe. And they had satellite TV.
Uh-huh.
And it was so that they could watch EastEnders and Danger Mouse.
Does the Danger Mouse reboot have Banana Man?
Banana Man is not in the Danger Mouse reboot.
Okay.
He wasn't a spin-off from Danger Mouse.
So the Danger Mouse that I watched as a kid, which was probably on
Nickelodeon, I think it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah, something like that. You would see a Danger Mouse cartoon and then you would see a Banana Man.
Yeah,
like Garfield and U.S. Acres.
Sure.
No,
we definitely understand.
But we definitely know Banana Man and Danger Mouse were both popular television shows from my youth, but they're not. Yeah.
They were not affiliated.
Not affiliated.
Okay.
Banana Man has not been rebooted, sadly. I think the goodies are all still with us, but working on other projects.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you know this. In the UK, Saved by the Bell was an hour. And they would just cut between episodes of Saved by the Bell and episodes of Out of This World.
So, yeah.
And Sister, Sister.
It's all the same to you.
Yeah.
They literally
were all the same.
That's very cool to write for the Danger Mouse.
Thank you very much. I think so. Yeah.
Jordan, is there anything that you need to say before we go?
Nah.
Okay, cool. Brian Sunny D. Fernandez is the disembodied voice laughing outside of this studio. His piercing laugh comes to him naturally and is not fake. So if you don't like it, well, what can you do? I mean, to be frank, I understand.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but what are you going to do? You know, he's a nice guy. We really like him. He does a good job. He's the producer of the program. You can find us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com. You can find us on Facebook in the Max Fun Facebook group. You can find us at Max FunCon. I think there are a couple beds left, like literally less than 5 beds left, but you can find that at MaxFunCon.com. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan, Jesse, and Co.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.